The Seattle City Council is debating a complex plan that would transform a big part of the city's center. South Lake Union is a former industrial and warehouse district north of downtown. The city wants to dramatically raise building heights there. The goal of the so-called rezone proposal is to add thousands of housing units and bring tens of thousands of new jobs into the area. The plan has many powerful supporters, including the major landowner in the area, Vulcan. But others say the plan would overwhelm South Lake Union with new development. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
When Ada Healy first came to Seattle a little more than a decade ago, she says South Lake Union was a tough sell. Healy is head of real estate for Paul Allen's Vulcan, Inc. Back then, she says, the district was full of empty parking lots, gas stations, and falling down warehouses, and few people wanted to be there. She recalls one prospective tenant's response to her standard pitch.
And after about 10 minutes, the gentleman turned to me and said, "Why would I ever want to go down there? It is an absolute wasteland." And I didn't have a great answer to that question. I said, "But it's going to change, and it's going to be great when it changes."
And change it has. Today, South Lake Union is becoming one of the city's hot new neighborhoods. There's construction going on all over the place. Vulcan recently finished building a new headquarters for internet giant Amazon. It now occupies 11 new buildings. Major street improvements are underway. There's even a streetcar.
There's a lot of people on the street. There's interesting retail on the street. When you walk around, there's a sense of discovery because there's public art.
But as much as South Lake Union has changed, over the next decade, it may become almost unrecognizable. That's because Mayor Mike McGinn has put forward a plan that would encourage massive new development there. Right now, the area is covered with six-story buildings. The mayor's plan would allow developers to build up to 24-story towers, even up to 40 stories, in the areas closest to downtown. Marshall Foster is the city's planning director. He says because South Lake Union is so close to downtown, it's a natural place to put more people and more businesses.
And so the goal really is we want to grow places like South Lake Union, rather than having the growth spill into our single-family districts and other places where we maybe don't have the infrastructure to support it.
Developers will have to pay for the right to build higher. That money will fund affordable housing, local street improvements, and farmland preservation in King County. The plan has been in the works for years, and it has broad support from developers, businesses, labor unions, and housing and transit activists. But it's not so popular among some of the neighbors.
I think it's overreach.
That's Christine Lee. She lives in the Cascade neighborhood on the eastern edge of South Lake Union. The plan doesn't change building heights in her neighborhood, but towers will rise around it.
Well, there is a fortress-like impression. We feel like we'd be walled in. And I just think it's not good planning.
Lee says tall buildings and thousands of new residents will overwhelm the narrow streets in the district. She says traffic there is already bad. And she says the neighbors are concerned about the plan to allow towers to be built within a block of Lake Union. Right now, buildings there can't exceed four stories. Vulcan is negotiating a deal to allow three towers of up to 24 stories each. Peter Steinbrück is a former city council member. He's working with a coalition of neighborhood residents who oppose the plan. He says that throughout its history, Seattle has always limited building heights near its waterfront.
And so this has been an established city policy. This flies in the face of it. This South Lake Union rezone absolutely is an affront to that principle and to the landscape that is, I think, far more beautiful and important than any buildings.
Steinbrück says he supports more development for the neighborhood, but he calls this plan development on steroids. The supporters of the plan insist it will preserve views of the water. Developers are required to build narrow towers, which they say will allow light and air to reach the street. Mayor Mike McGinn says the plan tries to balance the needs of a growing city with the desire of residents.
It is, of course, a broader political question, and we've heard from those sides. There are those who asked us to build much larger towers and provide more development capacity, and there are those who asked us to do less. We chose a middle path, and that's what we're proposing to the council.
The mayor's proposal is 271 pages long and very technical. Opponents are asking the city council to take its time to look at all the possible impacts. Supporters are pushing the council to move quickly. They say many development projects in the area are on hold, waiting for the new rules. The council is scheduled to debate the plan into early next year. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.